Tonight I've asked my friend Daniel to speak on step 10, so everyone welcome Daniel.
Hi everybody, my name's Daniel. I'm a recovered, uncured alcoholic. It's good to be here. It means a lot when I don't come here a lot, but this group stems from that. Is it okay to say that? From that group from Hyannis, and that's the meeting that turned my life around. And what I'm gonna try to do here is just share my experience and not my opinion. How I applied this step into my life and my experience with it. It's as simple as that. I was talking to my friend Bobby. We did this a long time ago. A little bit about me. I found the Men's Big Book Step Study Meeting in Hyannis a little over 31 years ago, and I was at the time I was 11 years away from a drinking and narcotic, and I was thinking about taking my life because things were so messy, and it wasn't that I was having a problem with alcohol and narcotics because I wasn't using them, so I couldn't blame it on that, and I had nowhere else to go. I had tried. Different relationship, different job, different whatever. And the only thing that ever changed in my life was phone numbers and addresses. And that voice that talks in my voice and spoke in my head. This is it. It's just not. I got nowhere else to go. I can't drink. I can't use. And my life really sucked. And I didn't know what to do. I was planning to move. Actually, I'm moving to New Mexico in a couple of months, and for 6 months there and 6 months here. The difference is I'm going there, and it's all good. Prior to that, I was thinking about going out to White Sands and taking my life. And the reason I wanted to do that was so my kids wouldn't find out. Maybe they think maybe I was still alive, But that's where I was at, and again, I had nowhere else to go. I was still sponsoring one guy, and the only reason I was sponsoring him, I used to play a lot of hockey, and we were on the same hockey team, my friend Mark, this kid Mark, and I thought I had done this. I had been to AA, like I said, 11 years. I had been to meetings, I've been to a gazillion meetings. I had been to prison meetings. I had started groups, sponsored people. I did everything I thought I was supposed to do around here to stay sober. And I was waiting for the morning I would wake up and everything like it would kind of make sense and everything would be okay. And it wasn't happening. And I thought I did this. I thought I did the steps. But I went to, there was a meeting in this meeting, or this Hyannis meeting, there was a meeting in the college at the time. And I don't know how I ended up there. I know how I ended up there. I heard some guys speaking at a Sunday morning meeting up in Plymouth. And one of them was Lucky, and this other guy, Dale, and a couple of other people. And they were talking about a solution. They were talking about, a plan for living that was in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I had been to go to meetings for a long, long time, and hearing people getting up and reading how it works. You know what I mean? And then the first speaker would get up and say, I haven't got a goddamn idea how this thing works. And I'm thinking, he just read how it goddamn works. You know what I mean? But no one was talking about that. Someone would get up there and say, like it says in the Big Book, and they just, it sounds good when you say that, but, since I've done this work, when I hear that, it's like, that's, anyway. But this kid I was sponsoring, I knew he hadn't done. Anyways, I went to this meeting in the college, and I heard these guys speaking, and there was something different about what they were talking about. They weren't talking about metric tons of puke and crashing their cars and doing all this stuff. Not that it's not important to identify with that stuff or the insanity that's going on, but they were talking about a solution. They were talking about a way of applying these steps into their lives and being able to change. And I didn't know, it's not that I understood what they were saying, but I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to tell you what an orange tastes like. There was something different here. But I thought, again, that voice that speaks in my voice, I mean, I can go in my fucking car and it's like group therapy, and they're all telling me I'm full of shit and this isn't going to work and that's not going to work. So it's telling me, you've already done this work, you know what I mean? But this kid hadn't. And we lost our ice time on a Thursday night one time. I said, you know, this is a meeting in Hyannis, and you need to do these steps, because he has been sober 6 years and hadn't talked to his parents. And I said, there's something wrong with that, you know, and because of the kind of guilt he felt. Anyways, I don't want to be off this step like it sounds like I really am. Anyway, we went to this meeting. In fact, the guy who ended up being my sponsor was speaking on step 10, Donnie, and I was just blown away. I asked him if he'd help me with this, and he said that he would. And I did this work, and I did this work. I was thinking when I was coming over here, I remember going to Donnie after I had done, you know, I had done my inventory, and I had done, you know, my fifth step. I still thought that somebody was going to come up to me and tell me the secret. There's got to be a thing here. Once you belong to this, they're going to tell you, you know, how this really works. And I'd go to Donnie and I'd say, you know, this is going on, that's going on. And he'd say, step 10. And I'd say, what the Christ is he talking about? You know, I mean, because I was reading it, but it didn't make any sense to me. I guess it's as simple for me as I had to start practicing this stuff. You know, when something would happen, or when I would get, you know, afraid, or when I, you know, I get a resentment, I needed to start calling. I needed to do exactly what this book said. It tells me exactly what to do. It's not like. In my experience with this is when I do exactly what this says. When, you know, as soon as something crops up, not after I've screwed everything all up, or not after I've tried to fix it. I remember Donna used to say to me, like, I ask God what socks to put on, and I ask, well, should I wear this shirt or that shirt? I used to think, Jesus Christ, if I made a mistake, you know, this guy can't do anything for himself. You know what I mean? It sounds wacky, but, you know, it makes sense. He kept doing that and kept doing that, and then when something happens, you know what I mean? Because then when something kicks in, when he gets pissed off, you know, if you're used to doing that, then that's maybe the first thing that he thinks about doing. So it makes sense if you think about it like that, or if I thought about it like that, you know, and when I do that, and I wish I would do it. Sometimes I do. That's the difference now, you know. I'll and then call someone immediately. If something will happen like that, and I can't fit in the call, so I'll call my wife, and I'll say, sure, will you have asked God for help? And I'll say, well, of course I have, which I'll goddamn lie. I didn't ask God for help, but you know, when I do that, when I ask God for help and I call someone immediately and talk about it, it just, what I learned about myself by writing an inventory that the problem wasn't, you know, it was me. It was between my ears. It was my perception, what I was doing that I shouldn't have been doing, and what I wasn't doing that I should have been doing. It was in black and white. It sucked the truth out of me. You know, so I had to find a new way of doing things, and that's what I did. These guys taught me how to do that, and because of that, I did this a long time ago, and when I do this, nothing can touch me. I'm able to do things that I couldn't do before. It's as simple as that. I have a life today that's you know, from a guy that was sober, you know, away from drinking a narcotic for a long time and wanting to take his life, that's not the case today. I have a beautiful life today, and it's because of this. As long as I stay close to this and do what this book says, things work out. If there's anybody new in here, and I know some guys said they're new to this meeting, it doesn't make any sense. Like, this book is full of promises, and if you're going to be here, if you're going to be doing time here, if you're going to be coming to meetings, and they said this is the basic textbook of Alcoholics Anonymous. I haven't yet. I did this a long time ago again, but I have never seen anybody do this work and continue to practice these principles, like it says at the end of step 12, and not be a success in their life. And it doesn't mean that crap doesn't happen in their life, but I've never seen anybody do it in all that time, I'm looking around this room now, John, and there's people in here who were here who were here when I got here, and they're still here. They're still here. If you've got nowhere else to go, and I used to say that when I first got here, this was like the last house in the street for somebody like me. There wasn't anywhere else to go. You know, it was out of answers. You know, and if that's what's going on in your life, this is the juice. This is the stuff that, and all you have to do is follow these instructions. It used to be all this confusion. Well, what's God's will? What's my will? What this? This? I don't have that confusion anymore. Yeah, but from doing this work, that sixth sense that it talks about in this part of the step has kicked in, and when I follow that, I know it's the right thing to do. Things just change in my life. It's really good to be here. I wish everybody in this room everything that's been given to me, and my life is off the charts today in every area, and it's because of this. It's because of this. It's because of nothing else. Because I'm relying on me. That it's still. It's like I have this spiritual veneer over me, and right underneath me is the guy I brought in here. He hasn't gone anywhere. So anyway, thanks everybody, and thanks for.